Title: H-Bar Break Development Strategies Beginner, DNB Drums in Ableton Live. Alright, let's build something that actually feels like drum and bass. Because in DNB, drums can't just loop, they have to evolve. Even if it's subtle, the listener should feel like the groove is leaning forward, like it's going somewhere, even when it's repeating the same beat. In this lesson, you're going to start with a simple, beginner-friendly two-step or breakbeat foundation, and turn it into an 8-bar drum phrase that develops like a real DNB section. We'll do it using simple, intentional changes. Head evolution, ghost notes, micro-edits, and one clear fill at the end of bar 8. And I want you to keep this mindset the whole time. We're not trying to write 8 different drum patterns. We're trying to write one sentence that lasts 8 bars. Step 0. Quick setup so it instantly feels like DNB. Set your tempo to somewhere between 172 and 176 BPM. If you want a number, pick a 174. Set your loop brace to 8 bars. Turn on the metronome. Set your grid to 16th notes for most of the work. We'll zoom tighter later if we do any quick rolls or edits. Now step 1. The bass groove, bars 1 and 2. This is your anchor. Create a MIDI track and drop in a drum rack. Load a simple set of one-shots, a short punchy kick, a snare that has that DNB crack plus a bit of body, and at least a closed hat and open hat. If you've got a ride or shaker, cool, but it's optional. For the actual pattern, keep it classic. Put your snare on beats 2 and 4. That's the spine of the whole thing. Then put a kick on beat 1, and another kick somewhere around beat 3. A common beginner placement is on 1 and 3, but in DNB, that second kick often feels better a little earlier or later. So start simple, then adjust by ear. For hats, choose either steady 8th notes or steady 16th notes depending on the vibe you want. If you're unsure, start with 8th notes so it doesn't get too busy too fast. Now here's an important teacher tip. Hat velocity is a huge part of groove. Don't leave all the hats at the same velocity. Make them alternate. Something like medium, lower, medium, lower. You want the hats to breathe, not sound like a sewing machine. Once bars 1 and 2 feel solid, duplicate that 2-bar clip out to fill the full 8 bars. Right now it should be basically the same thing repeating. That's fine. We're about to develop it. Optional step 2. Add a break layer for texture. This is one of the fastest ways to get that jungle or DNB feel without rewriting everything. Add an auto track and drag in a break. Could be Amen, Think, Funty Drummer, whatever you've got. Warp it. Set warp mode to beats. Set preserve to 1/16. The goal is for it to lock to the grid but still keep its transients. Then, high pass it with EQ8. Dart your high pass somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz. The exact number depends on the break, but the concept is simple. Your kick and snare one shots are the punch, and the break is the texture sitting on top. And mix it quietly. A classic beginner mistake is turning the break up until it dominates. Don't. It should feel like grit and motion underneath your main drums. Think minus 18 to minus 10 dB, depending on the samples. Now we get into the actual 8-bar development strategies. Strategy 1. Hat development across the phrase. This is a big one, because hats are basically your energy control. We're going to change one lane at a time, rather than reinventing the whole beat every 2 bars. Bars 1 and 2. Keep hats simple. No extra sauce yet. Bars 3 and 4. Add a little lift. A great beginner move is adding a light offbeat open hat, like on the end between beats. Then add one or two ghost hats at super low velocity, around 15 to 30. You're not trying to hear them as a pattern. You're trying to feel the groove get more alive. Bars 5 and 6. Increase energy without getting harsh. You can add a quiet ride or shaker layer, or you can switch to denser hats, like moving from 8ths to 16ths. But lower their velocity, so the top end doesn't start shredding your ears. Bars 7 and 8. Tension time. Add a short hat roll right before the fill, usually near the end of bar 8. This is where you might use 30-second notes. It can be super short, even just a quick pickup. The idea is we're approaching a transition. And if you want an easy Ableton helper for hat varination, drop the MIDI velocity device on your hat chain. Add a tiny bit of random, like 10 to 25, so the hats don't feel robotic. Don't go crazy. If it starts sounding like someone falling down the stairs, pull it back. Strategy 2. Ghost snares and extra hits. Ghost notes are huge in jungle, and they're still a big deal in modern rollers. But they have one rule. They should support the main snare, not compete with it. Add a few quiet snare hits around your main snare. Common spots are just before beat 2, just after beat 2, and just before beat 4. Keep the velocity low, like 10 to 35. Then make them shorter than your main snare so they read as movement instead of another snare. in drum rack, go into the snare pad and reduce decay a bit on the Ghost version, or use simpler in one shot and shorten the length. Here's the litmus test. If you clearly hear two snares, it's too loud. Ghost notes should be felt more than heard. Strategy 3. Micro edits. Simple, musical, very DNB. You don't need complex break slicing to get that cut-up vibe. You just need one or two moments that feel intentional. Option A. A snare flam. Pick bar 4 or bar 8. Duplicate the snare hit and nudge it slightly early. If it's audio, think 5 to 15 milliseconds. If it's MIDI, move it a tiny grid step earlier and lower its velocity. That little da-dee-da-h instantly makes it feel more live. Option B. A kick stutter. Near the end of bar 6 or bar 8, add two quick kicks on 16ths or 30 seconds, but keep them quieter or slightly filtered so it feels like a fill, not like you accidentally doubled the kick. Option C. A break chop moment. If you're using a break layer, choose a tiny section around bar 7, split the audio, duplicate a small chunk, and add quick fade so it doesn't click. Even one little chop can make the phrase feel performed. Strategy 4. The bar 8 fill. The handoff. DNB phrases breathe in 8, 16, 32 bars. That bar 8 fill is your signal to the listener. Something is about to happen. Even if it's subtle, it matters. Here are three beginner-friendly fill choices. Pick 1. Don't do all three at once. Fill A, snare rush. Add a few faster snares in bar 8, like a little ramp that speeds up toward the end. Bring the velocity up slightly as it approaches the downbeat, so it feels like it's pushing forward. Fill B, tomish fill using pitch. Duplicate your snare to another pad. Pitch it down a few semitones, like minus 3 to minus 7, and do a quick da-da into bar 9. It's simple, and it sounds way more drummer-like than you'd expect. Fill C, break fill. Find a fill section from your break and paste it into bar 8. High pass it if it gets boomy. And here's a slick transition trick. Put a tiny reverb tail on the final hit of bar 8. Do it with a return track. Short decay, maybe 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. High cut so it stays controlled. Send only the last snare or fill hit. That creates space without washing your whole loop. Now, before we arrange it, we're going to glue it together with a simple drum bus chain. Group your drum elements into a drum bus. That could be your drum rock, your break layer, everything. On the drum bus, try the stock chain. EQ 8 first. High pass around 25 to 35 HC to remove rumble. Optionally dip a bit around 250 to 400 if it's boxy. Then glue compressor. Keep it gentle. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. Aim for just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. This is glue, not smash. Then drum bus. Subtle. A little drive, a little crunch if you want texture, but be careful with boom. In DNB, sub is usually handled elsewhere, and boom can mess up your low end fast. If the hats are getting harsh, don't punish the whole drum bus. Treat the hat group, a touch of saturator with soft clip, then maybe a small EQ dip around 8 to 10k if it's fizzy. Now let's lock in the 8 bar map so this feels like a real phrase. Bars 1 and 2. Core groove only. Establish it. Bars 3 and 4. Hat lift plus 1 or 2 ghost snares. Bars 5 and 6. Introduce a change. Maybe the break layer comes in, or a small kick stutter, or a little added percussion. Bars 7 and 8. Tension and release. Maybe a slight filter movement, a hat roll pickup, and then your bar 8 fill to land into the next section. If you want one easy automation lane, pick one knob per phrase. For example, put an auto filter on the break layer and open the high pass slightly from bar 7 into bar 8, or automate reverb send only into the final hit, or even a tiny utility gain lift, like half a dB into the last two bars. Tiny moves, big results. Now some extra coach notes that will save you time. Think in lanes, not new patterns. For beginners, the cleanest way to sound intentional is, one element owns the change every couple bars. Hats change, then ghosts change, then break texture changes. The kick and main snare stay recognizable so the listener stays grounded. Use A and B markers. Drop a locator at bar 1 called a groove and one at bar 8 called B groove. Jump between them. If you can't tell a difference, you didn't develop enough. If it sounds like a totally different beat, you develop too much. Micro timing is the human part, even in fast DNB. Keep kick and main snare tight, but try nudging a recurring hat or percussion hit slightly late, like 3 to 10 milliseconds. Don't randomize everything. Choose one repeating hat, like the offbeat open hat, and give it a consistent tiny delay for swagger. And here is a reality check. Turn your drums way down, like almost whisper level. If you can still feel the groove and forward motion, you're doing it right. If it becomes a bunch of indistinct ticks, you need clearer accents, usually in snare shape or hat dynamics. Quick common mistakes to avoid. Don't add too many variations too early. If bars 1 and 2 aren't solid, nothing else will feel purposeful. Don't make the break layer too loud. It's texture, not the main punch. Don't make ghost notes loud. They're ghosts for a reason. Watch harsh hats at 174 BPM. Velocity variation and gentle EQ go a long way. And don't overcompress the drum bus. If your snare loses crack, ease off. Now, mini practice exercise. Make an 8-bar loop at 174 BPM with a basic 2-step. Then apply exactly 3 development moves. For example, a hat density change in bars 3 and 4, some ghost snares in bars 5 and 6, and a fill in bar 8, or swap one of those for a micro edit. Then add the basic drum bus chain, EQ 8, glue compressor, drum bus. Export it, and name it something like 174 DNB 8-bar dev v1.wav, and do one final self-check. Mute the fill. If the loop still feels like it moves forward, you nailed the development. If it suddenly feels flat, you lean too hard on the fill and you need earlier subtle variation, usually hats or ghosts. Recap to lock it in. DNB drums win my evolution, not randomness. Build a strong bars 1 and 2 groove first. Develop across 8 bars using hat changes, ghost notes, micro edits, and a deliberate bar 8 fill. Glue it with a simple bus chain, keep it controlled, and make it feel like a sentence that ends with intent. When you're ready, make 3 versions from the same groove, a minimal roller, a jungle texture one, and a heavier tech one with a bit of parallel distortion. And for each version, say out loud in one sentence what changes across the 8 bars. If you can describe it clearly, the listener will feel it clearly. All right, build that phrase, make it roll, and make bar 8 mean something.